This is Dr. Chip. That's Data Prince Alex. Welcome to the Blue Collar Dynasty podcast, where we stack chips and get money through the ceiling.
What are we doing? We're off the rails.
Start off over. I just wanted to get that off my chest one time.
I don't even know what it means.
Stack chips, like when you go to Las Vegas, you get a lot of, you're winning a lot, so you're stacking chips.
Okay. I don't know who's stacking chips right now, but okay. I guess we're busting our backs, getting our jeans dirty, playing next man up, dynasty football. We're giving you In the Trenches Dynasty Talk every week. Please reach out to us on Instagram or Twitter, follow or message us on Instagram at Blue Collar Dynasty, or on Twitter at Born Football. That's BORNE football. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen.
All right, y'all. This week, we're talking week 3 review, team reactions, week 4 preview, week 4 starts of the week, and, of course, a rookie review. All right, let's get to it. The first team we're going to talk about are the Arizona Cardinals. I'm going to start off with this one. Last week, they went against Dallas. They got a win. This week, they're going against – oh, no. They went against Dallas. Oh, yeah, they got a win. This week, they were going against San Francisco. They're going to lose. All right, we understand that. Outlook for the team, though, they are going to ruin everyone's season because it's fun for them. They have nothing to play for except ruin your season. So receivers are going to be a big highlight, but their running back, Connor, he's been doing really well. And Dobbs looks pretty looks like they want to play for him, and he's playing with it himself. Let me say that. He's actually on my team now because all of my quarterbacks are injured. So he put up like 20 points, so pretty nice.
No, you love Dobbs. That's why he's on your team. All right.
That's true.
Atlanta Falcons. Kind of same old with this team compared to last year. They did lose to Detroit in a disappointing loss. Somewhat close, though. And Desmond Ritter's been a disappointment, though I don't think anybody had too high of hopes for him other than maybe me.
True.
I just hoped he would throw for more. And he has been throwing for over 200 yards each of the last 2 weeks. And if that keeps up, then we'll have some fantasy relevance for those pass catchers. They're looking at Jacksonville coming up this next week. And so I would expect them to continue to throw a little bit more than they want to against a good offense. I say that in air quotes because we'll talk about Jacksonville, but they haven't been exactly the team we want them to be. Outlook on the season, the Falcons are probably going to be middle of the pack. They're going to lose a lot of important games and win a lot of unimportant games. They're going to win a lot of games that we don't think they should just because of their improving defense and really their run game, their ability to control the clock. So,
all right, next we got the Baltimore Ravens. Last week they played against Indy. They lost. I don't know how. This week they're going to play against Cleveland. I'm going to lie to you. I think they're going to lose this one too. The outlook for this team, they're going to win more than they lose, but chemistry is going to be vital. And I think as their chemistry settles and people are understanding the roles and how to do things and the communication is stronger, I think these receivers are going to start doing way better. I think Lamar's going to use his legs a little bit more as well, just to kind of suck in the defense and open up his receivers. So that's going to be a big benefit in that capacity. Notes, though, there are some bad matchups for the tight ends. I was hoping Isaiah Likely would do much better this year, but we got to see how they want to utilize him in their scheme. But whatchamacallit is going to do pretty good this year without an issue. Why is his name escaping me? Tell me.
Andrews?
Yes, Mark Andrews. Thank you. All right, and that's it. That's the Baltimore Ravens there.
All right, Buffalo Bills. Last week we got the W against Washington. Actually, it was kind of a no matchup or a no contest type of matchup. Though we're going against someone who had even more of a no contest matchup last week. Miami scored the most points since like 1960 something. That was beautiful. Of course, I gotta say, for anybody that's played Madden, I'm sure we've all scored more than 70 points. It's really not that much.
You have to do that on a rookie mode, right? Not
No,
doing the
man.
all
All
Madden mode.
Madden, all Madden.
No.
Absolutely.
70? That's amazing.
Oh
Hey, you
yeah.
need to go quit this job and do something else.
I know. I gotta quit something. This is going to be a tough matchup for both teams, I think, and it's going to be an interesting matchup. Definitely the game of the week, I would say. And I'm not just saying that as a Bills fan, but just the electric offenses. I think the Bills are still trying to figure out a lot about their team on offense. They're not used to two tight end sets really, and so they're just coming into their own with that. Miami is just electric. They'll hopefully have Waddle back for this game. Everybody will be full go. And the Buffalo Bills defense may try to put a cap on Miami. They're notably a really slow defense, though, against a really fast offense. So this will be really interesting how spacing works. Outlook on the season, the Buffalo Bills, of course, will be in the mix. Definitely in the mix for the playoffs and hopefully in the mix for the Super Bowl as well. They're going to get stronger as the year goes on. Von Miller's not even back yet. So it'll be interesting. They are already a bad matchup for wide receivers and quarterbacks. That doesn't mean you're benching your Miami people, but just be aware of that this week. You might not be getting as much out of them as you want. You want to do Carolina?
Yep, Carolina Panthers. This one, pretty straightforward. Last week they played against Seattle, my team. You already know what happened. They lost. This week they're gonna play against Minnesota. They could win this. Minnesota's been dropping some games. They look like they're shelling themselves from last year. My outlook for this team, I think because they're gonna play a little bit more fearless with nothing to lose. I think you're gonna see the receivers do well. The receivers did really well against Seattle, so the receivers will do well. And I'm also gonna say I think it's gonna be situational. If they need to control the clock, I think you're gonna see the running backs doing things. But if they just want to play like that gunslinger style, which don't sleep on the receivers. I think that they're building something nice there. Some chemistry is building. I think you're gonna see some good things there. Running back wise, I think it's gonna be situational in terms of what they need for that week.
Yeah, and they are a great matchup for your running backs, so play your running backs against them. I do like DJ Chark for in Carolina. That's a good call there. Chicago Bears, last week they played against Kansas City. They lost horribly. It was not a good matchup for them at all. Really disappointing this year, Chicago, and some heads are gonna roll if they don't start shaping up. They do have a possible game this week to turn things around against Denver. So this will be an interesting matchup for two teams that were expected to really take a step forward and haven't. So outlook this season, Chicago right now, bottom of the barrel team, unless they unlock Justin Fields, and this time last year they hadn't yet. But that being said, they still didn't do well as a team. So I don't think we're done with Justin Fields' story. I think he's still boom bust right now, and the wide receivers are about the same, the running backs about the same. So you're gonna win some, you're gonna lose some with your Bears players. But they are a great matchup for the running backs as well. Again, these bad teams with, not great defenses. They're always good matchups. They just can't keep up. And when a team like Kansas City boat races them, they'll just start playing their running backs and get tons of points for you. What about Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, last week they played against the Rams. Hey, they did a good thing. They won. I was shocked, actually. They won. Their defense looking really nice. But I'm not confident in what they have going on, mainly because Joe Burrow does not – he's not doing well. And I don't think historically he's great for fantasy anyway.
No.
So I still think you can trust in Ja'Marr Chase. T. Higgins, I don't know. Mainly because of who's going to be the quarterback to support them. Because Joe Burrow, I think they're gonna sit him. They're gonna need to sit him because he's not looking healthy out there. So that's my outlook there. Joe Mixon as well. Their running backs are not doing great either.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, I just have to restate that. For Joe Burrow, he was good for fantasy last year. He's not this year. Just
Was
to,
he?
yeah, he was top five.
In our league?
Yeah, I think he was like number two in our league.
Thought he
He
was
was
lower. That's
really,
my
really
fault.
good.
Thank you for correcting.
It's just like one of those things that happens with pocket passers when they score a lot of touchdowns. That wasn't meant to be that sassy, but I guess it came out sassy.
It came out how you wanted it to come out.
Okay. Also, this whole like not spending a minute on a team thing is not working for us,
It's
FYI.
flowing, though. It's flowing pretty well.
Cleveland Browns. They played Tennessee last week. They won. They are absolutely stifling as a defense right now. They are not a good matchup for your tight ends, your wide receivers, your running backs, or your quarterbacks. Do not play your players against the Cleveland Browns. This week, it's Baltimore. So do not play your Baltimore Ravens against the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, they're not going to listen to me. I don't think they're going to listen to me. But Cleveland actually has, they're going to make the playoffs this week, this year. I'm going to say that right now. This defense is going to be able to take them to the playoffs. The quarterback situation is not bad. Generally speaking, he's done pretty well, but he's got some room for improvement for sure. And so, he's finally meshing, it looks like, with Amari Cooper and some of the other weapons. So I think arrow up for the Cleveland Browns. Cautiously optimistic.
I like it. All right. I agree. I agree. Dallas Cowboys. All right, y'all. Dirty D. All right. Last week they lost to Arizona. What? Why are you laughing?
Just Dallas this week against
They
Arizona. This is just so funny.
missing three offensive linemen. All
Yeah,
right.
that's true. That's true.
But still, you shouldn't lose to Arizona. Come
They
on.
also lost Diggs, too.
That's true. But you still shouldn't lose Arizona. Come on now. They have no depth in. That's what it tells me. Anyway, yeah. Cowboys, I mean, great team, honestly. Their receivers, they're gonna do well across the board, no issue. Running back wise, I think they're still finalizing some things, some schemes, trying to make these things a little bit simpler. But Tony Pollard's gonna be great. I'm really looking forward to see how they're going to implement Deuce. All right. So if he can get some touches, I'll make him real happy as well. But overall, it's going to be good. And as I said, they got some bad matchups for running backs, though. Because the running backs aren't doing hot.
Well, no. That means that they are a bad matchup for your running backs. Don't play your running backs
Defense.
against them.
Yeah, defense. But their running backs are still not doing hot.
No, he's great, dude. He's the fourth best. Pollard's doing awesome. Even last week with the bad offensive line, he had 15.9 points.
Oh, that's what you call awesome?
That's good.
Know what? I am on a losing team, so I can see why.
Tony Pollard's on my team, so that's why I know.
Makes
That's
sense.
even with a bad offensive line right there. That's pretty impressive. Denver Broncos. They played Miami last week. They lost horribly, horribly, horribly. I heard a rumor that Miami was taking play calls from the stands. I don't know if that's true. That might have just been a really mean meme. But anyways, Denver Broncos are currently undergoing the worst coaching job in the history of the NFL. No, I'm just kidding. But they, this is not going well. Poor Sean Payton, but surprisingly, actually, the passing offense doesn't seem to be the issue. The problem seems to be the defense, which was not an issue last year. This defense was incredible last year. I don't know what's going on, but something has changed here, not for the better. Chicago is their next matchup. One of these teams is going to have a kick in the butt game where, they all of a sudden are on everybody's lips of team that's actually improving, or this is going to be a horrible match, horrible game that we all, that nobody wants to watch, basically. I'm not sure how it'll go, but I think it'll be interesting. Honestly, I think it'll be a bit of a shootout, and it'll be kind of nice to see. Outlook on the year, Denver Broncos, if they don't change something, that they're going to stay in some games with their offense, and their defense is going to keep them out of the games. So they are a great matchup right now for your running backs and your quarterbacks. So do play those against them.
True. All right, next team, Detroit Lions. Last week, all right, watch. I'm going to get this minute done. Last week, they played against Atlanta. They lost. This week, they play against Green Bay. I think they should win that game. Outlook, they're going to have a good season. Good team, good squad. People playing for something. Coaching has been good as well. Yeah, and the receivers just, they're exploding. So, next.
All right, Detroit. No, you just did them. Oh, God. Was I even listening? I don't know. Green Bay Packers. Last week against New Orleans, they won because Derek Carr went down. They are doing really well. This team looks great with what's his face at the helm? Oh, my gosh. Help me.
You're talking about Jordan Love?
Jordan Love. Thank you. Yes, Jordan Love at the helm. He's doing really well for them. The wide receivers, he has so many weapons right now. Honestly, there's so many riches when it comes to the wide receiver position. The tough part is knowing who it's going to be in any given week that gets the touchdown or gets the big play. But this is all without Christian Watson, too. So it's all got an asterisk. We're still waiting for Watson to come back. They are playing Detroit this week. So, again, arrow up for the passing game. It's going to be a bit of a shootout. Detroit is a little bit better of a defense than they were last year. So, it's not the sky's the limit, but it's still going to be a good matchup. Outlook on the season. This team is borderline playoff potential, I would say. They are lacking something, I think, in the on the defensive side, but they're still like middle of the road defense that could be good enough to help boost them to the playoffs.
That's true. All right, next we got the Houston Texans. All right, last week they played against Jacksonville. They won. Don't know how. This week they play against Pittsburgh. I hope they win, honestly. Outlook, I don't see them winning a lot of games, but I do see them building, getting some momentum and getting happy. Because they're back, they're going to be playing from behind, I think, a lot. I guess the receivers should be getting a lot more targets, not more opportunities, things like that. So that's it.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. The one thing I need to throw in here is that their defensive backs are for real. They have some really good defensive backs on this team, and that's what's been keeping them in games and actually limiting opponents. So this is a sneaky, decent defense, and I'm actually starting them this week.
Really?
I am. In our league. I am. So, fun fact. Indianapolis Colts played Baltimore last week. They won. Their kicker is God. He was so good. He had four 50 plus yard field goals, which is just ridiculous in 1 week. He won't have that every week, but this team, that was with Gardner Minshew. So this team kind of can play with any quarterback, it seems like. You know, there's a little bit of that fairy dust. Like, when is it going to wear off here? But for now, it's, the team is decent. Everything's there. The structure is there. So you just plug and play the quarterback, which is kind of nice. You know, Anthony Richardson's looking good. Michael Pittman's been awesome. We really projected bad things for him and the running game. And Zach Moss has been awesome. I don't what's going to happen with Jonathan Taylor. I have no idea. I don't think he's coming back this year. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. They play the Rams. That'll be a decent matchup. I don't think that sways me in any direction, really. Their defense isn't that great. Go for it.
Well, we've got the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh,
You
that's
all
just
know.
rude. You just skipped Jacksonville.
Oh, my fault. We got Jacksonville Jaguars. right. Honestly, this year I was thinking they're going to be building on the momentum from last year, especially with that one playoff win against the Chargers. They started off hot. They lost against Houston this last week. Maybe it was a trap game. They were sleeping and they took it for granted. I'm going to say that. All right, this week they're going to play against Atlanta. I think they're going to come out guns blazing. This is a team I think we can trust in this team and what they're going to do. Outlook wise, yeah, don't sleep on. They have weapons. Calvin Ridley, Evan Ingram, Christian Kirk. They got weapons, right? They're going to use those weapons. It's going to be good. And then ETN, of course, in the backfield. Like, this is going to be a good team to root for, a good team to pick up in terms of players and stuff like that. I'm sure everything is good. So.
Awesome. I'll do Kansas City.
If you say
They
so.
played they played Chicago last week. A little bit of a bounce back game for them. They won that one. They're up against the New York Jets. So they're obviously gonna win this game, maybe, hopefully, probably, definitely. But the defense here is going to be problematic for your fantasy players. So do be aware of that. Tight end is like this is a Travis Kelce gold mine right here. I don't know what's going on with CJ Mosley, but apparently Jets are a good matchup for tight ends. Kansas City will be fine this year. They're arrow up. We really haven't seen or figured out who at the wide receiver position is the guy, and I don't know that we will. So I think it's just going to be a rotating cast of characters as it was last year. So, but I do think this is a better cast, honestly. So I think that's good things for Kansas City. What
It's
about,
crazy to say.
yeah.
Crazy. All right, next team, Las Vegas Raiders. Last week they lost against Pittsburgh, which was a shock. Because I thought they played really well. This week they play against the Chargers. It's gonna be a good battle. I think it'll be a high scoring game. The Raiders, they don't look bad as a team, honestly. Whatchamacallit, Davante Adams, he's gonna get his every week. Right, like I see why some players are rated as a 99. I know he's a 98 this year, I think, but I see why that 99 rating does exist. After watching him and Jefferson, I was like, okay, you do stuff when you're not supposed to be able to do stuff. But what's it called? I think Garoppolo is settling in, getting to his element, things like that, making good decisions overall. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the team does. Running back wise, they're struggling right now. I don't know if they're ever gonna get back on track. Hopefully they do. But yeah, that's all I can see for that.
Great Chargers. They won against Minnesota in the game of the snake bitten teams that somehow do well or do horribly in every close game possible, and it's always a shootout. Bad defense here with the Chargers yet again, big disappointment yet again, and they're gonna be in shootouts every single week. They lost Mike, they m lost Mike Williams to an ACL tear, so he's out, and it's Quentin Johnston watch season. It might be James Palmer if Quentin Johnston really isn't ready, but this is it. This is now moving forward when we see if Quentin Johnston has it, if he is the guy. So that's kind of exciting. Nick, this coming week again, Vegas, like Chib just said, definitely another shootout game there. Outlook for the season, this team could be anything between 4 and whatever that adds up to, 4 wins or 12 wins. It's just a matter of how the ball bounces. But they are a good matchup for wide receivers and quarterbacks, so that's worth keeping in mind when you're playing against them.
It's true. All right, next we got the Rams. Rams last week they lost against Cincinnati. This week they're gonna be playing against Indiana. I thought it was gonna be a rebuilding year for them, honestly. Yeah, no, that's not happening. They're trying to play games, they're trying to win. They're not trying to waste anyone's time, which is good. I call him Pacua, but Dave keeps telling me his name is Puka Nakua. I put them together and call it Pacua. All right, trademark that. So, but yeah, breakout. He's having a breakout season. I think with the addition of
Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp coming back in, I don't think it's going to be a drop off. Honestly, I think it's just another weapon. You get to use it, and you get to pick your poison. I think that's going to be the situation you're going to find going forward. So I'm very excited to see that. Their running game is not great. I think I have one of their players on my team, but yeah, they're not doing really great for me. But
Well,
he's about to.
if you've got Kyron Williams like me, you're pretty happy.
I don't.
Yeah, I know, because I have him.
I got acres.
Oh yeah, well he got traded. He's on Minnesota now.
Never mind. Oh, yeah, he did just get traded.
Yep. For like a future fourth round pick or I don't know. He got traded for garbage.
So, yeah, that's it. All right, next is you with the Dolphins.
Miami. They just we've been over this. They destroyed Denver last week. This team has some awesome weapons. The passing game is kind of big enough for two people, and that is Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. And then if one of them is out, somebody else jumps in. Last week, Berrios was pretty good. I think a couple of the other guys definitely played into the hand. I think one of them got injured. Tight ends not super factor here. But the running backs, oh my God. Devon Achane and Raheem Mostert. Raheem Mostert is the first guy up. You got to know that. That being said, that might not be forever. And Devon Achane might be taking this team over. Raheem Mostert scored four rushing touchdowns and was not better than Devon Achane last week. So that's pretty incredible. Devon Achane in 1 week scored more fantasy points than every single other rookie this year. He became
It's
the
funny.
top scoring running back or
The
top
beginning of the
scoring
year,
rookie.
you were nervous about how are they going to balance out Mostert and Achane. And I was like, if they can have a multi-back system, McDaniels, if he have a multi-back system, he's going to abuse it, and it's going to thrive. And it's working. I'm just shocked how they're able to do it and still pass the ball around the way they do. That's the impressive part to me. But when you're putting up 70 points, it makes sense.
This is the important thing to take away from that game, other than like, oh wow, all of these players are really good, is that that's an outlier game. These two running backs will not both be amazing every single week together. You could get like a 15 point type of game, but you're not going to get a 30 point game. If somebody's getting 30 points or somebody's getting 20 points, the other person is going to be losing out. Normally, that's how it works. But
I like that. I like that. I like your asterisk there.
this week especially downgrade the Dolphins against Buffalo, but this is an in conference or in division matchup, so anything goes. Speed kills, and Miami is much faster than Buffalo. So, this will be interesting outlook for the season. These guys are in control of the division right now, as much as it pains me to say it. So, they could be in the Super Bowl. I don't know.
Interesting. So, all right, next team, Minnesota Vikings. Last week they won? No, they lost. They won. But they lost against the Chargers.
They did lose against the Chargers. Somebody was
Lost.
wrong here.
Yeah. They lost against the Chargers. This week they'll probably win against Carolina. Overall, I feel like they're tired. Let me say that. I feel like they're tired. Unless something switches real soon, it's almost like they're being who they were always meant to be, right? Like last year, they just overperformed the year before that as well. But something has changed, and they're just a little bit off. Anyway, great receivers, of course. Y'all know about Justin Jefferson. Addison, he's going to be electric and amazing. So that's somebody to definitely commit to. The running back wise, Madison, he has not taken off this year. I don't know if he will. If he was, maybe he has too much of a workload. That's why they picked up Cam Akers to kind of help out. But I'm looking forward to seeing if that situation does rectify itself.
All right,
Oh, last and they're a good matchup for wide receivers and quarterbacks. So if a wide receiver playing against them, they're probably gonna put up some points.
absolutely. New England Patriots last week against the Jets, they got the W. This team is going to be in games and is going to be a tough nut to crack week in, week out for these teams. They've got a good defense, a good solid passing game that really seems to be running through Hunter Henry most of all. And it's a great rushing team. They do have Ezekiel Elliott there, who just showed up for the first time this year last week. Raheem Mostert, or not Raheem Mostert, Ramondre Stevenson has been kind of underperforming there so far. They do look like they're going to be a middle of the pack team. And they are a bad matchup for tight ends. So stay away on the tight end front.
Makes sense. All right, next team. We got the New Orleans Saints. Last week they lost against Green Bay. Derek Carr did get injured, so don't take too much into that. This week they're going to be playing against Tampa Bay. I think it could be a good game. I think Jameis Winston will be playing in this game.
Think so.
But Tampa does look good overall. So I don't know if they're going to win or lose that. That's for me, that's a toss-up. Outlook wise, Michael Thomas is looking better, I think, each week. The running back, who's your running back right now? Because I remember it looks like he will compete with
Alvin Kamara
Kamara.
is back. Alvin
Yeah,
Kamara
but
is
who?
back this week. And so Tony Jones Jr. was
It.
the running back to start last week. He was okay. And then they also have their rookie there, who is Kendre Miller. So Kendre Miller did not step up when we were hoping he did last week. And so it is probably Alvin Kamara season, unless if something drastic happens. So yeah,
And that
Tony.
might provide some excitement too. That's needed. That might get them over their edge in some capacities. But this is a very winnable division. Let me say that. Very winnable division. So, right. Your turn.
New York Giants lost against San Francisco, pretty predictably. They absolutely fell on their face, didn't even try to compete, to be honest. And that was without Saquon Barkley. So hopefully when he's back against Seattle, they'll actually show up for the game. No promises though. Seattle hasn't been as promising on defense as we've kind of wanted them to be. So the Giants might have an opening here, kick some butt, but probably not. Outlook on the season, lower middle of the pack, as far as where they're trending right now. So there's none of the wide receivers have really stepped up. Darren Waller's been a disappointment. There have been some good games at the wide receiver position, but nobody's taken the reins here.
Sense. All right, next one, the Jets. Feel horrible for them. I really do. Defense is amazing. They're a bad matchup for our receivers. But last week they played against New England, they lost. This week they played against Kansas City, they're gonna lose. Outlook, they're gonna have a tough season without having a good quarterback. That defense is just gonna be they're elite, but they're gonna be tired because they're gonna be on the field the whole game. And I think that's what sucks. So I was saying to the difference last time, I said if I was the GM of the Jets, I'm trying to get me a different quarterback in there because I just got to protect my defense. Even if we don't win anything this year, I got to protect that defense, keep them healthy, right? Because you don't want them out there all day, just suffering through it. So anyway, that's the Jets in a nutshell.
Yep. Second best tight end matchup. CJ Mosley's been underperforming, and they're a bad matchup for wide receivers, so don't do that. Philadelphia Eagles last week was against Tampa Bay. They surprisingly lost.
Eagles
This.
didn't lose.
What's that?
They didn't lose. They won.
No, they won. Wow. I messed some of these up. So they didn't surprisingly lose. They obviously won. Good thing we have each other to keep each other in check. Yeah.
That's true.
What are we doing? Rookies over here. This is our second season. We should be we're sophomores, you know. Maybe that's part of the problem. Philadelphia, their defense is not as good as we thought it was going to be coming into this year. It's still really good, but it's not electric like it was last year. So on the offensive side, running backs have actually been pretty good. Swift has been usable. Quarterback's been usable. Not as amazing as you want him to be, though. And your wide receivers, AJ Brown has been disappointing until this last week. So I'm glad to see him get back in the game. And DeVonta Smith has been great, except for this last week. So I think this offense has kind of come down to earth after last year, where one of the wide receivers is going to be good each week, and it's not going to be both of them. And that's going to suck. Because last year was kind of fun when both of them were really good.
Well, it's funny that you say that because what I was thinking is they're finding balance again within their offense because this is Jalen Hurts, new offensive coordinator. The defense are showing them different looks that they haven't seen before that are very interesting, and they're making their adjustments, right? So I think this last week, I actually watched the game. They looked better than the first 2 weeks by far. Their defense was also amazing, as you can testify to, because you put them in your thing, which I don't know how I let that how we let that happen. But they're getting scarier. They're getting better, and I think their chemistry is just even improving. So I will say that defense is going to get much better than what we see right now. That offense as well, I think they're gonna find their balance. And even Zacchaeus, is like throwing him as a third receiver is gonna be interesting. How they're able to expose certain things and force certain people force teams to kind of break down defensively. And also with their running backs are great. They will run the ball for 10 minutes. They don't care. Like they will just eat up clock all day. So that's one thing about them. Even if they're winning or losing, which mainly they're going to be winning, they're just going to eat up that clock with the running back. So Swift is having a breakout year, it seems like.
An outlook on the season, definitely in, they're in the Super Bowl conversation. A couple notes as far as their matchups. They're the best tight end matchup right now. And it's interesting, actually. I dug a little bit into the why they're the best tight end matchup, and it comes down to one guy, Hassan Reddick, who basically, the news are there's news articles about where the heck is Hassan Reddick and why is he so bad right now. So this is the problem in their defense right in the middle. Hassan Reddick has not been showing up, and he is the guy that takes care of the tight ends for them. So kind of a problem right in the middle of the defense. And if you look at like average depth of target, it for the tight ends, how they're beating them, they're just letting them pick. They're letting teams pick them apart at the tight end position slowly. So they're not getting big plays, but they're getting a lot of targets at the tight end. They are a horrible matchup for running backs, so don't do that. Their interior defensive line is just amazing and will absolutely eat your running backs alive. So
True. All right, Pittsburgh Steelers last week they played against Las Vegas. They won this week to play against Houston. They're probably gonna win that game as well. Yeah, I look for the season. They're gonna be in the trenches. They're gonna battle for every game, every win. So no one should ever take them lightly, no matter how bad they may look. Their offensive play is not anything that's super encouraging to me. I know Pickett and Pickens, they're improving their connection and their bond, which is good. But I'm looking at the other options and saying, they're not really moving that ball down the field the way you think. I mean, the only reason they beat Cleveland was because they scored two defensive touchdowns, right? And so if they didn't score those touchdowns, Cleveland's going to win that game with no issue. So that's something that I'm a little bit worried about when it comes to their offense. No, their defense is amazing. I'm not even going to lie about that. Like, they are shutting down the run, pass game, everything like that. Some people call them dirty because we just seem to get injured whenever someone hits them. So, but they have an amazing defense, and that's something definitely to be respected.
Absolutely. Another great defense is San Francisco 49ers. Honestly, probably the best defense in the league right now. They absolutely destroyed the Giants, which was really no surprise to anybody. Christian McCaffrey's good. Brock Purdy's good. Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, all of them are good. Beyond those guys, George Kittle is obviously playable. I haven't really taken a peek at how he's been doing. He's not a guy that I usually have a lot of shares of, but he's gonna be in the mix, and they're not gonna be able to feed all of the folks in the passing game every week, but you're gonna have your big games, your low games with each of these guys, except for CMC, who is incredible, amazing, beautiful. Awesome. Any other adjectives? Anyways, outlook on the season, really good, really good. If the quarterback stays healthy and everybody else does, they're going to the Super Bowl. That's what it is. Get out of the way, Philadelphia, basically. They are a bad matchup for quarterbacks. Again, one of the best defenses. Don't play your quarterbacks against these guys.
For me, this one is it's close to home, the Seahawks. I love them, but man, that defense is killing me. They didn't do much better in every in all capacities, kind of tighten everything up and get some more turnovers. Last week they played against Carolina, got a win. I thought it was too close, more close than I wanted. This week they're gonna play against the New York Giants. I think they're gonna do great. For some reason, they like playing on that side of the coast. They like playing in, their weather. And Giants are struggling this year. So I think it's going to be great. They are a good matchup for wide receivers, by the way. So receivers tend to get theirs against them. So that's why I'm a little bit like we talked about Carolina before. I'm a little bit suspect because I'm like, was it just a fluke game because the Seahawks are just so bad when it comes to those receivers? Or was it a real thing? So we'll see this week, I think, when Carolina plays against the same who they're playing against again.
They're playing against Minnesota. That's
Minnesota.
not
Right.
gonna help.
It's not. But anyway,
DJ Chark, arrow up. Yep.
look, I try to pick him up too. I mean, it's gonna kill him. Let me pick him up. But nope, someone already has him. It might be you
Nah,
or
it's not me in
Austin.
our league.
So, but yeah, but outlook for the team, they're gonna be great. They're playoff contender, of course. But I do think once their chemistry gets together, everything is going to be better. And Jamal Adams comes back this week, so I'm excited to see how that's going to help shore up the defense a little bit.
All right, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Last week they played against Philadelphia, and they did lose. They lost. But this team has been looking really pretty solid. And they've been competitive. Baker Mayfield's actually looked good. And Mike Evans has been great. Hey, remember when I moved him up in my rankings last minute? Thank you.
That's true.
Deep ball passing apparently is a thing. Baker Mayfield, very good at it. And Mike Williams, great at being at the other side of it. Trey Palmer, kind of a underrated rookie, kind of been getting some love in this offense. He's not taking over the world, but maybe if one of these guys goes down or disappears, next year. Trey Palmer's a name to know. Godwin has not been incredible, but he's been fine. He's been on the map. This week they face New Orleans. Absolutely horrible, horrible, horrible matchup for Mike Evans. Don't play him when he plays Marshawn Lattimore. Absolutely not. Bench him. He's just so bad with it. Marshawn. He probably will get ejected. They probably both will. They get into fights every single time they play each other. Don't do it. Just stay away. Of course, this might be the one time Mike Evans actually gets a good game against them. But yeah, no, he always is bad. So I wouldn't even approach it. Outlook on the season. I think these guys have playoff potential, I would say. They are in the mix. You know, they're like, they could sneak in as a 9-win team. So
This is honestly probably the most even division we've seen in
that's
a long
true. That is really true. Honestly, Carolina, I think, is it if Bryce Young can actually put something together, I think you're right. I think it's really just a matter of him. Who am I forgetting?
It's Tampa Bay, Saints, Carolina, and
Falcons. Falcons. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, no, I love this division. That's great. Hopefully we get Derek Carr back. I don't really want to do the Jameis Winston thing again, but whatever.
right, next one. Tennessee Titans. Last week they played against Cleveland, they lost. This week they're going to play against Cincinnati. They could win. They have been better than what I thought they would be. Let me say that. I thought they'd be much worse at this point in life, but they've been better. I can't really speak specifically to what they're doing because I don't watch their games because I really don't care for that team. But maybe the enterprise got something to say.
Titans? No, I try not to watch any Titans football.
All right, let's move
Yeah, no,
on
they're pretty horrible. Let's not, I don't want to talk about it.
then. All right, watch the Commanders.
Washington Commanders, they lost against Buffalo.
They got smacked.
Yeah, they're gonna get smacked again. Philadelphia is next up for them.
I feel bad for them.
Sam Howell is actually looking pretty good, except against good
Buffalo.
defenses, which is, obviously you got to play good defenses to be a quarterback in the NFL. But, this is kind of his rookie season. It's not really, but it's his, first full-time starter. So I think in terms of NFL football, we got to give him a break. And in terms of fantasy, do know he does like to run the ball. That was kind of surprising, and I think it was surprising for Buffalo as well. And then they WWE tackled him at the end of the run, so maybe he needs to be a little bit more careful. Yeah, Philadelphia. I don't know that I'm playing anybody on Washington against Philadelphia, to be honest. But yeah, outlook on the season. They're going to be middle of the pack, low middle of the pack here. I know they started 2-0, but those might be the last two wins for a while here. Bad matchup for tight ends, so don't play your tight ends against them. Kind of odd, but yeah, I haven't looked at who they have at. It's whoever the strong side linebacker is that really determines if they're a good matchup or a bad matchup for tight ends, but they've got somebody good there.
All right, let's talk about our week four starts of the week. I'll talk about it since I lost. All right, so our week three. Last week I picked my quarterback was Tua versus he played against the Broncos, of course, great. My running back was Swift against the Bucks. He was good. Our receiver was Puka Nacua
You
or
screwed
Puka versus
yourself up.
the Bengals. I was like, I'm gonna say it, but I mean, I mess everyone else up then. Against the Bengals, it was good. Tight end Hunter Henry, horrible. Defense, I picked Seattle versus the Panthers. They were not great, which was a shock. And the kicker, Brandon Aubrey. This guy's amazing. If you don't have him yet on your team, go ahead and grab this guy ASAP. He's going to be great for you for years to come. So he was great.
Yeah,
Alex,
good rookie.
you want to talk about who you picked?
And you actually did well with 2 points. That's actually been a winning record or winning score for most of our time doing this. But
You
yeah,
just went crazy this week.
I gotta talk about my team. I'm so happy. I had four greats. I think this is our best week ever.
Ever.
CJ Stroud versus Jacksonville, it was great. Raheem Mostert versus Denver, you know he was great. Philadelphia versus Tampa Bay, at the defense position, they were great. Brett Maher versus Cincinnati was great. I did make two like not so good calls. Nico Collins versus Jacksonville. Honestly, this is the right call, but the wrong guy. Tank Dell absolutely went off. But Nico Collins was not great, so I gotta take my lump there. And Kyle Pitts versus Detroit was okay, which actually feels like a good choice for me, you know. And getting an okay at the tight end position feels like a win. So,
Yep.
I had 7 points. So keeping for those keeping records, that was that. This is a tough game, honestly. It's tough to get a positive score, let alone a score above five, I'd say.
True. All right, so week four, the players that I picked, quarterback, I picked Jimmy Garoppolo versus Los Angeles Chargers. Running back, I picked Jerome Ford versus Baltimore. Wide receiver, I picked Romeo Dobbs versus Detroit. Tight end, I picked Gerald Everett versus Las Vegas. Defense, I picked the Seahawks versus the Giants. Trying to believe in them. Kicker, Greg Zuerlein versus Kansas City.
All right, and I've got quarterback Justin Fields versus Denver, running back Jaylen Warren versus Houston. I think he's finally going to take control. Wide receiver Marvin Mims versus Chicago. Again, I think he's going to light it up for the third week in a row. Tight end Dalton Kincaid versus Miami finally figures it out. Defense New Orleans versus Tampa Bay. You know why? Marshawn Lattimore. Kicker Jake Moody from San Francisco, another rookie versus Arizona.
Right, so let's look at the rookie review, starters, flex, whole stash, and trash. So for starters, I'm just gonna list them out and then we can talk about who we want to talk about. Does that work?
Yeah. I mean, we can. Yeah, let's do that.
All right, we got Puka Nacua, Tank Dell, Bijan Robinson, Jake Moody, Jordan Addison, Anthony Richardson, Brandon Aubrey, Sam Laporta, Zay Flowers. Remember, Jake Moody and Brandon Aubrey, they're kickers. I'm going to go ahead and start real quick with those, if that's okay. I'll do a couple.
Yeah.
To the kicker, Brandon Aubrey already. Look, start this guy. If you got him, start him. Next, Anthony Richardson is a quarterback. He's going to get better and better over the season. My team's already trash, so I'm going to start him all the time and just give him the chance to be great. And then I just can't talk enough about Puka Nacua. Like this guy, he looks like a veteran as a rookie. So I don't think you can go wrong with him.
Yeah, and I almost listed these guys out in order of how many points they've scored this year. I did take a few out of the rankings to do that. Those folks will be in the flex position, or kind of like that flex tier, I'd say. But I think Tank Dell is really the my guy that for me that ended up in this zone, and also Zay Flowers. Both of them have really proven that they're going to be something special on their teams. And for teams that have young or youngish quarterbacks that they're going to be playing with for a long time, they're set up well. And I think we just need to get them the ball more. And I honestly, Tank Dell, I think is in more of a positive boat for me than Zay Flowers, because I think Tank Dell has a quarterback that's going to pass the ball more, and so he'll be more involved. So then, looking at the flex, those guys that you can flex right now, you're not necessarily starting them every week like the ones we just talked about, but folks that you can flex in and out: CJ Stroud, Devon Achane, Marvin Mims, Jaden Reed, Jahmyr Gibbs, Luke Musgrave, Blake Groupe, which is another kicker, Anders Carlson is another kicker, and Chad Ryland. So we actually, who's a kicker as well, we actually have five rookie kickers that are all playable right now, which is pretty cool. That's not normal.
Kickers are taking over tight ends. I've said it.
There you go. So I have to mention that Devon Achane and CJ Stroud and Marvin Mims, all three of them would be higher than some of the ones in the other group in terms of points scored so far. CJ Stroud, of course, that's because he's a quarterback. Devon Achane, because he scored freaking 50 points plus
55.
in 55 points in 1 week. And then Marvin Mims has had a couple big games, but again, and we're only 3 weeks in, right? But
Yep.
one of those games, he had one catch for like 75 yards or something insane.
That's true.
So some boom bust things going on there. Yeah,
Then
go for it.
there's some players to hold. We want.
Yeah, we can talk about holds. So these are guys that you're not necessarily really starting, but you're kind of thinking about it. And that's Roschon Johnson. He had a good first week, running back for Chicago. Michael Wilson, wide receiver in Arizona. Honestly, I think that's going to move even with how Dobbs has been playing. I think he's going to be kind of moving into the zone of playable. Josh Downs has been looking really good as a slot in Indianapolis. Tajay Spears, the backup to King Henry. He's not going to be playable until or if King Henry goes down. And then Dalton Kincaid, who really we're just this is kind of hopeful, I think, but he's been out there, he's been on the field, he's been catching balls. He just hasn't had that flash splash game yet. So that is coming, I promise.
So, all right, and then for it's funny, I have Dalton Kincaid on my team. I'm like, I'm just waiting for him to do something, then I'll start him. I'm not being hopeful.
Fair
All right,
enough.
then we have our stash players. All right, these are players that we're just gonna put on our bench, nice and deep, and see what they do. All right, I'm just gonna list them out. We got a good number, y'all.
And
So I'm not gonna go
wait,
too high.
before you do list them out, these are actually in order in our fantasy league of how many points they've scored so far, by the way.
I'm not gonna go super fast, and I'm not gonna go super slow. We got Dontavian Wicks, Bryce Young, Zach Charbonnet, Tank Bigsby, Jalin Hyatt, Trey Palmer, Jonathan Mingo, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Xavier Gibson, Charlie Jones, Chris Brooks, Ronnie Bell, Demario Douglas, Jaleel McLaughlin, Will Malloy, Jake Bobo, Luke Schoonmaker, Deuce Vaughn, Sean Tucker, Tyler Scott, Quentin Johnson, Kendre Miller, Darius Davis, Trey Tucker, Michael Mayer, Xavier Hutchinson, Raheem Jarrett. Michael Mayer is a shock. I'm pretty sure people had this guy so highly rated, and he's just at the bottom of the situation here.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys like that. I mean, even JSN. I mean, we knew he'd be a slow start. Quentin Johnston, slow start, of course. They both have guys ahead of them, but we look at Marvin Mims and what he's done. He also has two wide receivers ahead of him, and yet he's still making plays. So interesting that we really haven't seen much out of these rookies.
Yep, that's true. So, but I look forward to it. I almost picked up Ronnie Bell, because I saw how just passionate he plays. Oh, that's one thing I want to say about Bryce Young. I feel that if Bryce played with more passion and played with less overthinking, you just go out there and have fun. I feel like it could lead this team far, and they can definitely capture that division. And not be afraid of making mistakes, right? But just go out there and have fun, and see what happens. Because the way they've analyzed him, he has such a big brain. He's so intelligent. I feel like that you don't have to fear him understanding the playbook, the schemes, the concepts, and ideas of how they want to achieve certain things. So that's going to come. But right now, I think he just needs to be a rookie, have fun, go play. Don't feel like you need to win the Super Bowl. Just go out there and do your best. That's a point I wanted to bring up before.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think it's worth mentioning that these stash players aren't the reason why this whole category is labeled stash is these are the guys that you're probably just keeping on your taxi squad for right now. They haven't shown enough to take them off, and so just hold this. There's really no need for even those somewhat disappointing rookies to be dumping them in a dynasty league. You can hold them for 2 years on your taxi squad. That's fine. That's totally okay. There were three names that I wanted to bring up as trash. This is kind of rude, and honestly, if you have them on your taxi squad, you're probably going to keep them there. But these are players that we had high expectations for, or thoughts of glory with, and they're just not what we wanted. So that would be Elijah Dotson. He's a running back for the Chargers. He was undrafted, and we thought maybe he could show up as the number two behind what's his face there? Eckler, Austin Eckler. But he hasn't, so he's not gonna be the guy. And then even with Austin Eckler missing time this last week, and that's kind of what did it for me. And then Evan Hall, he's on IR. He could have been something in Indianapolis. And then this is probably the name that least deserves to be on this list in the trash category, but Israel Abanaconda. I don't think this is anything against him, but there's just so many running backs in front of him that unless they decide that Breece Hall and Dalvin Cook aren't living up to what they want and they just throw Israel in, Israel's really not gonna get playing time. So,
That is true. That is very true. So, this is good. Well, I'm excited to see what happens this week. I think we have some good games on this week. I'm looking forward to watching it. I'm in Texas, y'all, so got the state fair this week for me. I'm going to be very excited for that. So Saturday I'm going to be going to the Prairie View A&M versus Grambling game. So it's going to be real cool. And then Sunday is just going to be chill out time. Whew, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Anything for you?
I am so excited for my parents to come back into town because I am currently taking care of way too many houses and animals. So just looking for rest and relaxation this weekend. Oh,
Feel
and definitely going to watch the Miami game. I thought about going with my cousin, and it's like $250 a person, and so we're probably not doing that. So,
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna go in person.
oh, we thought about it, and my wife is actually shouting that we can, but I
You
think
can or
we're
you
gonna,
cannot.
she's saying we can, and I'm the one saying I don't think we can afford that.
Okay, gotcha. I needed to start looking into that situation. I'm like, maybe I could gift you a game one day. Like, hey, go see a game, man. Well, because I definitely can't afford the Cowboys game. So 250, that's for the water.
Yeah,
So
I get it. I get it. All
anyway.
right.
All right, thank you everybody for joining us. Next week we're talking week four review, week five preview.
All right. Please reach out to us on Instagram or Twitter. Follow or message us on Instagram at Blue Collar Dynasty and on Twitter at Born Football. That's BORNE football. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review podcast wherever you listen. We'd love to hear from you.
And that's our weekly podcast, y'all. Don't forget, choose happiness and spread love.
Give them hell.